What about the issue of what you're going to combine with the cis or the carbo in the adjuvant setting?
Well, my usual is either vinorelbine bean or I think docetaxel right now. Most of the trials actually used vinorelbine, the majority of trials, the Canadian trial, the ANITA trial, the YAL trial, about 25% of the patients got vinorelbine and about half, I think, got etoposide. So most of the patients receive vinorelbine. But there is a advanced disease study, TAX-326, where their control arm was cisplatin and vinorelbine. Of course, this is an advanced disease, but they compared that control arm to cis docetaxel and to carbo docetaxel. And the cis docetaxel was better in that particular trial, and that's why many people have extrapolated that information and use it in adjuvant treatment.
Again, I hear that from a lot of investigators, the cis docetaxel combination, for that exact reason that you just described.
Exactly.
What do you think about this new adjuvant trial looking at bevacizumab? How do you think people are going to respond to it? What kind of accrual? What kind of problems in accrual?
Well, I think all of the cooperative groups want to support the trial because we want to see it succeed. And there's a lot of patients that have to go on, so it needs our support. I think accrual initially might be a bit slow. I don't know if we'll get the people who are still wedded to carboplatin paclitaxel's adjuvant chemotherapy might not want to put their patient on the trial. The other issue is the bevacizumab issue. Not everybody is bevacizumab eligible. Of course, now that the tumor's removed, you don't have to worry about the histology or, you know, a central tumor or cavitation or any of that. But some people have a history of cardiac problems or whatever, and they may not be bev eligible. So that might be a problem.